Hello, it's Friday, August the 7th, late in the day. It's been a long day. I'm just trying to get in this boo to keep up with my daily commitment to a daily audio boo on procrastination. I wanted to talk tonight a little bit about Clary Ley, a retired professor from York University who's been working on procrastination since 1986 or prior to that, and is still involved in it even in his retirement. He was attending our conference recently, and he made a presentation entitled, what was the title of his presentation? Moving Forward in Life, A Guide to Directed Everyday Living. So this is a person who's been studying procrastination for quite a while, and he laid out all the components of his theory in terms of what leads to this intention-action gap that is at the heart of procrastination as he sees it. And he looked at the kind of things that facilitate us and what inhibits us in terms of circumstances and people and habits and personality. So all of these things play a role, of course. We can be in facilitating circumstances, such as a non-cluttered environment that's quite structured and not full of distractions, or in inhibiting circumstances where there are lots of distractions and it's disorganized, and you can have a personality that's really a facilitation for your success in terms of being high in conscientiousness and low in impulsivity, or it could be the opposite in terms of your habits and addictions. And so he discussed all of these things. And interestingly, after all these years of study, what he argues is this: that success of acting on our intentions constitutes the most elementary measure of success in life. As he states it succinctly, his general thesis is that, quote, "Nothing beats the timely pursuit of your honorable intentions," end quote. It's a pretty profound statement. Nothing beats the timely pursuit of your honorable intentions. It shows that what really matters in our lives is fulfilling our own intentions, not just acting to meet other people's expectations, which is so much of what we often joke procrastination is, getting an assignment in on time to meet the professor's expectations, or getting your report in on time to meet the workplace expectations, but your intentions, your honorable intentions, what it is that you're trying to make of your life. And in that sense, he says that nothing beats that time and pursuit, and that is the most elementary measure of success in life. Now, of course, what that can lead to when we don't fulfill these honorable intentions is regret. And that's what I'll talk about a little bit tomorrow, a study on regret and some other thoughts on regret from some other work I heard about last summer. Oh, I'll catch you tomorrow.